is a presentation of the Chicago Bears Network. On the air, online, and on demand. Visit the Chicago Bears Network page on chicagobears.com. And now, welcome to Bears All Access, your all-access pass into Chicago Bears football. Bears All Access is brought to you by Sports Authority and sponsored by University of Phoenix and Miller Lite.
Welcome inside Halas Hall. It's a big week in the building as the Bears get ready for a big divisional game against the Detroit Lions, a very physical team. There's a little bit of history between these two ball clubs. So if you're going to have a physical, nasty matchup, who better to have on than two guys who are known for physical, nasty play on the offensive line? Pleased to be joined by Lance Lewis and Shiloh Rachel. I'm Zach Zabin. Happy to have you here for Bears All Access, sponsored by Sports Authority. Here's what I want to know. What do you guys know about one another?
We know a little bit, you know. When he first got here, I, you know, kind of took him under my wing, you know, and hung out with him a little bit, you know. He's from California. I went to school in California. So, you know, I just, you know, tried to hook up with him and let him know it was all love, you know.
Did you know how to say his name?
No, actually, I didn't until he just say call him Shy, so I call him Shy. So.
And I'm going to give you, Shy, an opportunity to let all the Bear fans know, because I'm telling you, you talk to somebody new every single day, and they mention your name and the fact that the offensive line has kind of been stabilized since you got inserted in there at the left guard position, but yet everyone says your name differently. So I'm going to give you an opportunity to teach everybody how to say it correctly.
the correct pronunciation of my name is Shiloh Rachel.
There you go. And I'm pointing this out because I just called you Shiloh, but I've been calling you Shiloh, and the voice of the Bears, Jeff Joniak, and yeah, I'm calling him out here. He told me his name is Shiloh, and I said, no, his name is Shiloh. So he's going to hear this, and he's probably going to get mad at me, but at least we got it right. Now, what does it mean? What's the genesis of the name?
It's originally Shiloh. It's in the Bible, but my dad, Shiloh. So
they just spelled it differently.
Yeah,
there you go. So, see, easy enough. And, you know, Lance Lewis, very easy to say. It's exactly the way it's spelled. All right, so take me into this matchup. Before we get to learn about you guys and find out a little bit more about, you know, what makes you tick, all that kind of stuff, do you get geared up for a game like this? You're new to the rivalry, Shiloh, but, you know, when you start – or Shiloh, excuse me. But when you look at Lance was here last year, he knows. I mean, there's what's the correct way to describe the Bears Lions rivalry?
It picked up over the years, you know, where they got a good defense over there, and when, you know, we built our offense up, and, you know, it's going to be a good battle. I'm looking forward to it. Definitely my O-line brothers are, and we looking forward to coming out and, you know, and battle. It's going to be for four quarters. We're going to battle every play. You know, it's nothing less.
Lance Lewis and Shiloh Rachel, our guests here on Bears All Access. The thing that you always hear about the Lions, and we know that they're good at getting after the quarterback and stopping the run and that kind of stuff. We always hear that they play to the echo of the whistle. Give me an idea. When you're down there in the trenches, what does that mean?
I mean, you know, it's football at the end of the day. It is nothing personal, you know. I mean, guys be out there going after it. You know, sometimes you can't hear the whistle. So, I mean, it is what it is.
Sometimes you can't hear the whistle?
You know, sometimes, you know, things are like people talking and things of that nature.
Oh, that's what's happening.
You know, you don't hear the whistle all the time, and you want to finish on your guys. So, I mean, things happen, man. It's nothing personal.
Now, what does that mean? Does that mean that you guys are having a nice conversation, like, hey, how's the family? Or is it a discussion about family in a way that you can't describe on the radio?
I mean, it's a whole lot of things that just be, you know, going on out there, man. They like to talk, don't they? Yeah, it's cool, man. Like, yeah, it's nothing too serious, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's just work, that's all.
It is football, but, I mean, you guys have played a bunch of games in your careers, and yet there's something about the Lions that might be a little different than, say, some of the other D-lines that you've taken on a regular basis.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely want to protect our guys, you know. We know, you know what I'm saying, who we playing against at the end of the day, and we want to protect our guys, so we definitely, you know, our intensity and everything is going to be the same, you know, how we approach things. And, you know, I'm just really, you know, we looking forward to it. It's going to be a good one on Monday night.
If you're a Bears fan, then you probably know this already. If you've forgotten, the last time the Bears played the Lions, the NFL handed out a combined $62,500 in fines between the two teams, six different players. So, I mean, there's a history here. It's not your average matchup between two ball clubs. And the thing that is impressive to me is both of you guys are sitting here, smiles on your faces, very calm, smooth demeanor, all that kind of stuff. But yet, there's a switch that gets flipped on game day.
Instantly.
How do you get there?
It's already there.
It's built in. You know, I mean, you gotta know when to turn it on and turn it off. You know,
but how do you turn it? I mean,
it's football, man. We've been playing it since we were kids. You know, and it's like it's natural. It's something that just comes natural. Like, you get out there, you just game day just give you a certain feeling you can't explain.
Now, does it happen on game day, or do you have to say that the day? This one's a Monday night game, so on Sunday. You know, when you get to the hotel, do you kind of have to put yourself in a certain place?
Just being a football player in general, you know. Just that competitive nature. Just ain't nothing about being in that stadium, you know.
I just feel like, you know, when I approach things like, you know, like the day before the game, it's really here now. So let's go, you know. And just when you walk in Soldier Field, it's like, okay, it's up, you know, you ready to go, and all of the fans, you know, cheering, and it just give you goosebumps, man. I ain't never played nowhere like this, and I love it.
Yeah, I know that Lovie Smith has made a big deal, because you remember that game at Ford Field, the first one last year, and it got, I think the Bears had 9 false start penalties in that game.
Yeah, it was bad. It was pretty loud in there, man, you know, and, you know, we definitely can't, you know, shoot ourselves in the foot like that. You know, we got to come out, you know, upbeat tempo and execute our things. You know, it starts with us, you know, and it's going to end with us. And if we do well, you know, we shouldn't have a problem.
Yeah, the good news is you are at home. You are at Soldier Field. When the Bears have the ball and you guys are protecting the quarterback and trying to pave the way for the running backs, it should be generally quiet until you score touchdowns.
Yeah, you know, we still working on that with our great fans, you know, quieting down while we working on offense. But, you know, they going to get it, you know, and everything is going to come together smoothly.
Yeah, and to make it real simple, every time you see Matthew Stafford between the lines, you want to be as loud as possible. If you're at Soldier Field, you want to make it as hard as possible. And you know what? Coming up next, we'll let you explain the difficulty when the crowd's really loud and where it affects you. Because we know that it causes issues, but specifically where. So we'll discuss that next with Chilo Rachel. And we've got Lance Lewis with us on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago. Sports Radio 670, The Score. Join the Bears for a ladies' night out at Soldier Field on October 29th. Meyer Football 101 presented by Chase. Visit ChicagoBears.com to purchase tickets. This is Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority, featuring Lance Lewis and Chilo Rachel. I'm Zach Zabin, and happy to have you here from Halas Hall. All right, so when we last spoke before the commercial break, we were talking about the impact that fans can have. And you guys know this from being – you felt it in Green Bay. How do you, when you have those road games where the crowd is getting into it, where does it affect an offense the most? Is it in the huddle where you can't hear the play? Is it if you have to audible? Where is it a factor?
I would say in the process of the play, you know, when the quarterback's up there and he's starting his cadence, especially if we're backed up in the red zone, or that's where it gets loud, real loud. So just the timing. That's what practice for it, prepare for it.
Now, if you can't hear the quarterback, what happens?
Man, you're going to have to look at the center for the ball to get snapped. It's hard, especially at tackle. I played tackle last year, and it was real tough. You know, just getting off the ball against those speed guys with that noise you can't really hear. So it's just tough and on audibles and, you know, like, you don't know where the count coming from. The defensive line could holler something. You jump, you know. It's just all kind of things like that.
And you're a step behind if you're looking for the center, which automatically gives the defensive lineman the advantage over you.
Just got to have good peripheral. And so I try to do it, looking at the ball at the corner of my eye, and at the same time looking at him.
Now, the last couple of years, and Lance can probably speak to this a little bit more than you, Chilo. The last couple of years, for whatever reason, it's taken through the bye week for the Bears to kind of hit their stride on offense.
I don't know, man. What's up with that? A lot of guys rested up and you know, take care of their bodies during the bye week and just come back feeling that much better, like it's the first game of the season. You know, that's a testament to these guys working hard during the bye week and just relaxing and, like, you know, just hanging out with family and things can, like, really bring that to you, just because a lot of guys not from here, like, miss their families. Like, we're out here by ourselves. So, I mean, just going back and see the family and coming back, it just, like, you know, it refreshes you and, you know, you're ready to go again, ready to be back out on that field.
And Chilo, here's what he means. 5 straight wins out of the 2010 bye week, and then 3 straight wins out of the bye week a year ago, likely more had Jay Cutler not broken his thumb in that game against the Chargers. So that gives you a lot of pressure now that you're part of that line.
I wouldn't call it pressure if you prepare. Like I said, we got 2 great coaches who do a real good job of preparing us. So.
What's the key now to getting the running game going? You did a nice job kind of establishing it against Jacksonville, keeping that thing going, because that creates the play action that can devastate defenses with the weapons you guys now have on the outside.
I mean, on the O-line, it's just technique and executing the plays called. I mean, it's as simple as that. You know, it's not about nothing they do, because Coach Tice and Coach Hope, you know, prepare us well for, like, our opponents who we play. So, you know, it's all about us when we go out there working as a unit and getting the job done. So we know it starts up front, you know, and it's definitely on us, and we trying to come out and execute.
We're talking with Lance Lewis and Chilo Rachel here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority. And I did some research on you guys, talked to some of the coaches, got some intel, and what I learned is you guys are getting pretty tight. I mean, there's a nice little friendship that's developed here.
Yeah, I mean, we cool. You know, when he came in, like I said, I tried to show him some love. You know, it's all good. He O-line at the end of the day, so, you know, that's my brother.
Now, I hear that there's you guys have a ritual now where there's a little bit of a – do I call it a dance that you guys do? Is that – am I accurate here? You're looking at me weird.
I don't know about no dance. I'm too big.
Right. That's why when someone told me you're not, it's not like an Aaron Rodgers commercial. You're not a dancer. What do you call what you guys do?
Like, what are you talking
about?
No,
you know,
like,
what I'm talking about.
We have, like, special handshakes, you know, so that's about it. I don't know about the dance.
But just the two of you. It's not the rest of the line.
I got one with Gabe, you know, and I don't know. He pretty good with all of them. He put a lot into his handshake. So.
All right. Well, so what's the reasoning for that? Unity?
I got one with Jamarcus, like, right before, you know, we get in the huddle right before the play snap for the first play of the series. That's just our way of saying, let's go. You know, and obviously I can't do it with them because they're on the other side. So they got their thing. We got our thing. But at the end of the day, we all together.
Yeah, it's two separate lines coming together as one. That's the, you know, it's a lot easier to do, I guess, what DJ Moore did with the defensive backs. He got them those fluorescent orange shoes to kind of, and he even got Coach Hoke one, I believe.
That's nice.
But so this is what you guys do to kind of unite as a line.
Yeah, you know, it's you know, at the end of the day, it's a game. You know, we out here having fun, living our dreams, you know, and, you know, that's the, you know, we want to always approach it like that. You know, just let's go out there and have fun.
Okay, so give me a little scouting report on the other guys on your line, because linemen stay quiet. You guys are generally a very quiet group. You don't want to make the news and say a lot of stuff out publicly. But, you know, you work right alongside Jamarcus Webb. He's taken a lot of heat over the years, but yet he keeps battling. Tell us a little bit about what you've learned about Jamarcus Webb that people don't know.
Real quiet. Real smart competitor, and you know, he works hard, you know, and he's a real good dude. Just for me getting here, you know, obviously I got close with Lance. I actually got close with a lot of people, but just me being playing next to him, he's a competitor, you know, and I feed off him just as he feeds off me.
And you obviously work very close to Gabe Kareemi on the other side. What's he like?
Man, I just love playing next to Gabe. It's like I'm playing next to, like, a 8-year vet. You know, Gabe be on his things. You know, Gabe studies. He's real smart, works really hard. You know, I love that about him. He, like, I feel like he bring the best out of me, because I got to, like, you know, like, pick it up. Like, Gabe, Gabe's coming around, man. Gabe's going to be a great tackle in this league.
And is Roberto Garza the center, the glue that kind of brings it all together?
Definitely, man. I probably wouldn't still be here if Garza wasn't here.
Really?
Man, Garza does that much more. He helped my game out that much more. Like, because he played guard. You know, I played tight end in college. So me coming in for the O-line is like, and I just be trying to soak up everything like a sponge that he tells me, like, you know, and I really appreciate everything he does for me, you know, because he don't have to do that, you know. So, you know, hats go off to him. He's definitely the glue to our line.
Now, Chilo, being a veteran, do you kind of help Jamarcus Webb out a little bit just because you've seen probably more than he has over the years?
We help each other, you know. Where I lack, he picks up. Where he lacks, I pick up, you know. So it's just – me being a little bit more experienced, I probably can see some things, but he's right on it. You know, he gets in his book and he studies a lot. So.
And do you guys feel that chemistry? Because you got to work together a little bit against real competition in order for you guys to take that. You feel like you guys are there. You're getting to where you need to be.
We're getting there. We're getting there.
You know, we definitely still got some things to work on. And, you know, we like the direction that we headed. So.
Coming up next, we're going to talk about the offensive line's relationship with the quarterback and the running backs, because it's key. I mean, those guys, they rely on you, and if you guys are doing your job, those two guys are pretty happy men on the other side. So we will talk about that. Also find out a little bit about where you came from, how you got here, because I think both of you have some really good stories to tell. We'll do that next with Lewis and Rachel right here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Building.
Yeah.
We're getting offensive with the Bears offensive line here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority. Chilo Rachel making his first appearance on the program. Lance Lewis, a return visitor to Bears All Access. I'm Zach Sabin here at Hallis Hall. Monday night's game against the Lions, brought to you by Dr. Pepper. The first 40,000 fans to enter Soldier Field will receive a Bears drawstring bag, courtesy of Dr. Pepper. The Chicago Bears thank Dr. Pepper for their support as a Hall of Fame partner. All right, now, it's time to play. You guys are going to like this. It's time to play our Gibson's player of the game, where we pick a defensive player from the Jaguars game. So here's how we do it. It's brought to you by Gibson's Bar and Steakhouse. The player we select is going to receive a $500 gift card to Gibson's. But for helping pick that player, you guys get rewarded too. $100 gift card each to Gibson's, the best meal in town. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to pick give you a choice here of the three best defensive players from that game against Jacksonville, and you guys have to decide amongst yourselves who deserves the gift certificate. You can go with Lance Briggs, you know, had the pick six for the second consecutive week. You can go with Charles Tillman, who was the NFC Defensive Player of the Week for doing the exact same thing. Corey Wooten on the D-line had a pretty nice game in terms of establishing pressure. So you guys discuss who should win the Gibson's gift certificate.
I mean, you know, you can't go wrong with a pick six, you know, plus, you know, I like, you know, Briggs for the pick six.
His name is Lance, too.
I mean, that's linebacker, picking it off, going to the crib, you know, I mean, that's special right there.
Yeah, and considering, you know, he's not a young pup either, but, I mean, he can run like one of these fancy running backs. He says he was a running back in the day, and you can see some of the moves.
I mean, I believe him.
All right, so we'll give it to Lance Briggs. He gets the $500 gift card to Gibson's, and for helping pick the player, both Lance Lewis and Chilo Rachel get a $100 gift card to Gibson's, the best bar and steakhouse that you can find in Chicago. All right, so let's get down to how you got to this point. You know, Chilo, you come over from San Francisco as a free agent. You know, when you think about how you got to the NFL, from the time that you were a little kid, you know, growing up on the mean streets of Los Angeles, Compton, for people who don't know, it's not easy to survive that and get to where you are now.
Yeah.
How do you do that?
I just give credit to my parents. You know, I had two. I was fortunate enough to have both of my parents, you know, stay together. And they just pushed me and kept me sheltered from a lot of things. You know, I lost two brothers to the streets. And after experiencing that, you know, I just realized that wasn't the route I wanted to take. Not saying that I wanted to take that route in the beginning, but I saw where that route got you. And just focusing on sports, and I had pretty good support from my parents.
And how young were you when you first experienced death that close to home?
I was real young when I lost my first brother, like real young. And then I was 15 when I lost my second brother. So, I mean, just felt like I can be the cycle breaker. As far as I realized, I was tall, talented. So,
and was the temptation to go in the direction that they did? You know, sometimes you're forced to do it. It's not something that you really want to do. How did your parents prevent you from maybe taking that route and instead giving you an opportunity to succeed?
Like I said, they did a real good job of keeping me sheltered, but I've always loved sports, and I looked at sports as not like as a ticket of out of this, you know. So I just kept my mind to sports and school, and just let it take off from there. You know?
It's easy when you're practicing, mm-hmm. when you're actually in school. It's when you're not in those situations where, you know, a simple thing is walking home from a practice can be dangerous.
Yeah, but my mom was on it, like, after practice. She was that mom behind the bus in the car, making sure I got, like, they were on it, you know. And me just having a strong will and knowing what I wanted in life, knowing that, you know, hey, God blessed me with the ability to play this game, so let me see where I can go with it.
Yeah,
so.
The reason I bring it up is, you know, there could be a lot of kids listening right now mm-hmm. who are in similar situations across Chicagoland, and, you know, there's a way to get out.
Most definitely. I mean, you set your mind to something, you know, and you don't hang around with people who are not positive. You know, you stick around with negative people, you become negative. So you set your mind to what you want to do in life and just put your all into it, and I believe it'll take care of itself.
And you put yourself in a situation where, because of the hard work, the perseverance, you ended up at maybe the best college football program at the time. In USC. I mean, this guy was big. He was big time. You know, he's not going to some mamby-pamby school. I mean, you're going to USC.
Yeah, man. It was a blessing. Coach Carroll saw something in me, Tim Davis, and offered me a scholarship. It was a blessing. And I went there. It was probably the funnest times of my life.
I'll bet it was. Now, it's not as cool as hanging out by the beach there at San Diego State. And we'll get to Lance's story in just a little bit. But. Yeah. You know, give me an idea of what, because you see Pete Carroll on TV. He's football's version of John Calipari with the flowing locks. He's got the fancy hair. You know, he says the right thing at the right time. How did that go? How did the recruiting trip go?
Oh, it was from day one. It was just crazy. Coach Carroll, being the coach that he is, just makes you want to play for him. Just his energy. And the one word that I'll always remember that sticks with me with Coach Carroll is compete. He just wants to compete and let the best man win. And this plan for him is like, I want to play for this coach.
and I can. Is he one of those guys that tries to win you over, or does he go straight to the parents? Because if you win the parents over, you're getting the kid.
No, he just kept it straightforward. You know, he came in, said this was his plan. This is what I believe you can do if you come here and you follow these steps. And it was real. It was genuine. It wasn't like he was just trying to sell me a pitch to go there. And once I got there, where did all that go?
And can you rattle off, for people who don't know, just some of the teammates that you played with who have gone on to bigger and better things?
Oh, man, Reggie Bush, Lindell White, Troy Polamalu, Lofa Tupu, Kenichi Udeze, Mike Patterson, Sean Cody, Dwayne Jarrett, Steve Smith, Matt Leinart, Dominique Bird.
How many games did you lose?
I probably lost 6 in 5 years.
Now, think about that. I mean, Lance, that's unbelievable.
It is. I mean, I would have loved to, you know.
They didn't have that in the Mountain West.
Go bowling. Nah. I've never even been bowling one time. It's tough. It's tough, man.
Now, you grew up in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
How do you end up in San Diego State? Did you say, you know, I want to be just like Marshall Faulk? How did that end up for you?
I mean, the recruiter knew my high school coach, and my high school coach was like a father figure to me. I grew up in a, you know, single-parent home. My mom, you know, trying to raise 4 of us. So, you know, I just tried to, you know, keep everything into sports. I played everything possible to keep me from going back to the projects.
And you kind of can relate.
Yeah, definitely. That's, you know, that's why, you know, we cool. So, you know, we relate to each other. But, you know, I just did anything to keep me out of the projects because I know it wasn't nothing there but depression and negativity. So, I mean, the recruiter actually was from New Orleans, Ray, and, you know, he just asked me, you know, did I want to come on a trip to San Diego, California? And I was like, you know,
yeah,
California, I never flew before. So right. It's like, I don't know, but I'll try. My coach told me that everything's going to be fine. The plane's not going to crash. So I was like, cool. You know, when I got there, I just instantly fell in love with the weather, the food. It was just a beautiful scene. Like, I just walked into a movie or something like.
Very soon.
It was awesome. And I had a great time there for my couple years. years. So.
And just in listening to you, obviously very tight with your family, how hard was that to be away?
Man, I haven't really spent a good holiday with my family since college, since I went off to college. And, you know, I love my mama and my sisters and my whole family and friends. Like, it get rough at times, but I learned how to deal with it over the years. You know, I know this is the best position for me to be in to provide for them at the end of the day.
One of the coolest things that I saw last year, the Bears played New Orleans week two of the regular season. So the buses pull into the team hotel, buses open up, you know, the doors open up, and Lance gets off the bus. I'm telling you, it looked like the entire, everyone that you knew down in New Orleans was at the hotel waiting for you. And you fed the team, right? Your mom
hooked it up. My mom's and my cousin, man, they definitely showed love to the team. It was great.
Yeah, she got to see him play as a pro. That's mm-hmm. that's a big deal. Yeah, all right, Lance Lewis is here, and so is Chilo Rachel. When we come back, it's the world-famous Are You a Bears Authority segment. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you want to tune in with these two guys next on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Watch Bears Game Day Live, brought to you by Subway, Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m. on Fox Chicago. Bears Game Night Live, brought to you by Toyota, Sunday nights at 10:35 p.m. on Fox Chicago. Part of the Chicago Bears network of shows. With Lance Lewis and Chilo Rachel, I'm Zach Zaidman. This is Bears All Access. And guys, it's time to have some fun. We call this segment, Are You a Bears Authority? And it's brought to you by Sports Authority. It's real simple. I ask a question. If you know the answer, you hit the buzzer that's in front of you. It sounds a little bit like this. Very simple. You got to hit it hard, though, but you guys are really bad. Yeah, just like that, Lance. Good work.
Cool.
Now, so the first person to hit the buzzer, I will call on that person to answer the question. If that person gets it right, we move on to the next question. If that person gets it wrong, then the other guy has an opportunity to answer the question. And whoever has the most right after seven wins a Sports Authority gift certificate for a lucky Bears fan. So, Lance, you're going to be playing for Andrew Nielsen from Chicago, and Chilo, you're going to be playing for Brennan McGill from Vernon Hills. And if you're listening right now and you want to play a future game, depending on what happens here, all you have to do is go to chicagobears.com/CBN, click on the Bears All Access page, where you can also listen to all of our shows. You guys ready for this? This is going to get intense. I mean, it's not quite playing the Lions, but it's as close to that kind of competition that you'll get until Monday night. Here we go. Question number one. Who is listed as the shortest offensive lineman on the current Bears roster? I'm going to give it to Chilo because he did hit the buzzer even though it didn't go off.
Our question is, it within the starting five or the whole roster?
The whole
roster.
I would have to say Garza.
Correct.
I was going to say.
I don't know if that's good for Roberto.
My bad, Garza.
Yeah, but which just shows it's all about technique.
Yeah,
if your technique's sound and you're smart the way he is,
yeah,
you know, you can do this. But
and he's strong.
He's strong as an ox.
He is 6'2", and I think he learned a lot over the years playing alongside Olin Krutz. I mean, you were here when he first, when you first became a Bear. Give me a brief snapshot of Olin Krutz behind closed doors.
Olin just the most laid-back, cool guy ever, all about the O-line. Like, and I came in, I'm happy I have met him and been in the O-line room with him, man. OG's cool, man.
Yeah, they
One
call
of the
him
coolest guys ever.
Yeah, they call him OGK, as his teammates do, Olin George Krutz. If I said that, he'd probably punch me in the face. But the other thing that I remember is that you would talk to teammates, and they'd always say, you will not find a smarter guy in the locker room when it comes to the game of football than Olin Krutz.
It's another coach on the field. You know, that's the way to sum it up. You playing next to the coach.
And now Roberto Garza is kind of like the assistant coach who's been moved up. All right, let's get to question number two. Chilo and Brennan have a 1-0 lead over Lance and Andrew. That's question right. Number two, ready? Who is the only player on the Bears' current roster who played his college ball at Purdue? Chilo.
Kyle, tight end.
Yes, Kyle Adams.
Oh. I didn't know that.
Look at this.
You know
why? Because Chilo's in that section,
yeah,
right near
right
the tight end.
There.
You know, like to explain it to people, there's the essentially the starting five right? For the most part, with the exception of a there's this one section about, I think there's five or six lockers, and Patrick Manley, the respect that they have, he's in that group. Then there's a doorway that goes into the equipment room, and on the other side of that, you've got Shiloh, Jonathan Scott, a couple of the other linemen, and they're right next to the tight ends. So, yeah, see, he's mingling. I like this. All right. So a commanding 2-0 lead for Shiloh over Lance. Question number three. Who's the only player on the Bears' current 53-man roster whose last name starts with the letter F? Three, two, I cannot believe. All right, here's a hint. He plays offense. And he relies upon you guys heavily. All right, we're going to have to move on.
Oh,
Lance.
Forte?
Yes.
What? I'm like an F.
The F threw me off.
That was tough.
See, you guys just see guys as numbers. All right. And maybe it's because he's behind you, so, you know, you rarely see the back of the jersey. All right, it's a 2-1 lead. Shiloh over Lance. Things have gotten close here. Question four. What year did the Bears make the trade with the Broncos for quarterback Jay Cutler? Lance.
09.
Correct. Oh, we got a tie game here. It's a best of seven. So right now, Andrew and Brennan are listening to this show thinking they are this close, depending on what you guys do, to winning a gift certificate to Sports Authority. Question five. Which famous baseball player is the father-in-law of Bears long snapper Patrick Manley?
Dang, that's tough.
Three, two, one. Shiloh.
What's the question again?
Father-in-law of Bears long snapper Patrick Manley. Famous baseball player. They had a surgery named after him.
Tommy John.
Yes. Problem is, Shiloh was the guy who...
just about to...
So what we'll do is we'll skip that question. Question number six. Which Florida university did Bears receiver Brandon Marshall play? Lance.
UCF.
Correct.
Yes.
Central Florida. So now this comes down to question number seven.
Let's get him out of here.
If Lance gets it right, Lance wins. If Shiloh gets it right, we go to our tiebreaker. Here we go. How many rushing yards did Matt Forte have in the Bears' last game against Jacksonville? Shiloh.
105.
Incorrect.
107.
Correct. Lance Lewis rallying from behind to get Andrew Nielsen from Chicago a gift certificate to Sports Authority. Good work.
I'm 2-0 on this show.
Yeah, and he beat Kellen Davis last time. Now he beats his good friend Shiloh. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll talk some football and get into the offensive line relationship with both Jay Cutler and Matt Forte. You couldn't remember his name. My goodness.
Oh, man. I was like, F.
Yeah, back with more. It shouldn't be that hard. Back with more on Bears All Access on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. The Bears thank Giordano's Famous Stuffed Pizza for providing dinner tonight. Stop by one of their 40 Chicagoland locations for the city's favorite stuffed pizza and visit Giordano's.com. Zach Zaveman with Lance Lewis and Shiloh Rachel here on Bears All Access. Also want to remind you the Bears Huddle and Bears Blitz brought to you by Jimmy Johns is your chance to catch up on Bears news every Wednesday and Thursday at 4:30 p.m. on Comcast Sportsnet, part of the Chicago Bears network of shows. All right, let's get to the quarterback, because I'm telling you, I don't think there is a player in the NFL that's dissected more from a personality standpoint than the quarterback of this team, Jay Cutler. And I don't understand it. You know, maybe, Chalo, you do, because you weren't here until this year. Do you understand? Like, is Jay Cutler a different guy than you thought before you became a Bear?
He is. From the outside looking in, everybody can voice their opinions. But me being here and having an opportunity to work with him, he's a super competitor. And Jay wants things right, and Jay wants to win. And that's my observation from him.
He's intense.
Mm-hmm. Very. But you kind of want that from the guy who's controlling the offense, somebody who wants to win, if not more than what you do. I'm not saying that we, you know. But he's a super competitor.
Now, Lance, you know, when you look at the growth that you've made as a player, you know, from a guy who didn't have a lot of experience playing on the offensive line to the player that you are now, can you kind of assess how he's treated you based on your growth as a player?
I mean, you know, young guys coming in playing, you know, the veterans treat you, you know,
you gotta
like
earn
a rookie.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You got to earn your spot on the team. So, I mean, I definitely understood that. But with Jay, I just think he misunderstood because a lot of people don't really know Jay. You know, we be around him every day, man. Jay's cool, laid back. You know, and as a quarterback, you got to love that feistiness about him, you know, love that fight in him. And I love to see that, you know, and that just makes me want to work harder to keep him up, you know, and because he's a great quarterback. And if we keep him clean, anything, the sky's the limit.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's why he's 9-1 over his last 10 starts. I mean, you guys see it. You were able to get to the NFC Championship game 2 years ago, and then last season 7-3, you were rolling until the injury. So that's kind of, you know, the things that you can do when he's back there and you guys are giving him time. I find it interesting because you guys earlier talked about, you know, flipping that switch. He does the same thing.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's football. You know, we all got that, you know, that competitive nature in us. You know, we know when to turn it on, when to turn it off. You know, you got to have that discipline and know when to turn it on and off, you know. And, you know, Jay, I'm just glad I, you know, was able to play with, you know, Jay. You know, he's a great quarterback, you know, real smart guy, and just a super competitive. And he competitive in everything he do, ping pong, whatever. So it's nice to see at the quarterback position.
Yeah, I think people, you know, they saw the one snapshot of, you know, when he bumped Jamarcus Webb, and you take those 5 seconds, and it defines a guy. And that's not really accurate.
Not really. It just, you know, he just wants to win, you know, and it sounds like that competitive nature can kind of get the best of anybody, any athlete.
And
Jordan,
it's happened to you guys, I'm sure. You know,
anybody.
It just doesn't get caught in camp.
I mean, it happens. You know, he got the light on him at all times. So any little thing he do, people gonna make a big deal out of it.
Now,
you know, so.
Now be honest with me, because you know, you guys know Mike Tice very well. And when you see the video of Jay walking away from Mike Tyson, they made that a big deal. But in Dallas,
I didn't see that.
Yeah, after one of the plays, you guys failed to convert, I think, on a third down. And Tice was hot because he's intense too,
mm-hmm.
as a coordinator.
He was a player, man.
Yeah.
I mean, he's an ex-player, you know, and he knows, you know, how players are, and he's pretty good with it, you know, how to read players, and that's a testament to him being a player and being a coach's player, and I love playing for Coach Tice.
All right, so that's and by the way, can you give us an idea what's, because people don't know, you guys know it, Jay Cutler in the huddle, what's he like?
Demand your attention,
mm-hmm.
at all times. When he comes in a huddle, it's like you're looking like, okay, because you know,
because he knows what he's doing,
mm-hmm.
and he's authoritative,
mm-hmm.
and that's what you need. And I noticed people should point this out. You know, he audibled on a couple of plays in Jacksonville, turned it into big plays, right?
Yeah, that's a testament to his study and study habits and work ethic. You know, Jay is a really smart guy, and you know he wants to win, and he's going to do whatever it takes, just like us, to win. And that competitive nature come out.
Now, when things don't go well, and it happens occasionally, like it does in Green Bay, how do you, in the middle of the chaos, you know, when maybe you didn't block the guy the right way or someone had the wrong assignment, how do you fight through that and put yourself in a position to overcome? And because you got another play right away. It's not like you have enough time to kind of play the blame game.
Just not dwelling on it. You know, there's going to be some plays that's not going to go the way you want them to go. You know, but just being a professional that we are, just learning from the mistake we did the pass play and just moving forward and competing.
It's the NFL, man. You know, those guys get paid too, just like we do. You know, and they work out and they work hard just like we do. So, you know, nobody's going to have a perfect game. Things happen. You know, that's the nature of football at the end of the day. So, I mean, you know, us as players, you know, to be the great players in this league, forget about that play, you know, and that's what it's all about.
And before we take the break, Matt Forte, what's it like blocking? Because you know, if you create even a little bit of a crease, it could be a touchdown.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Man, I didn't know how fast he was my rookie year, but like my second year, I was like, whoa, he's that fast, like, and you know, it's just great blocking for that guy. You know, he's gonna, you know, try to take it the distance. There's a chance he could take it the distance every, you know, every run play we run, every pass play we throw. You could check it down there, and he'll, you know, make it work.
That's why you fight maybe for a second extra longer to hold that block.
All the time, all the time.
Could lead to 6 points. All right, we're with Lance Lewis and Chilo Rachel. When we come back, boy, a lot gets said about this offensive line. And I know you kind of have to, you know, put the blinders on and kind of put the headphones on and not listen to anything on the outside. But you're human. You know, what's that like when you hear what people have to say about this O-line, the misconceptions? When we return with Lewis and Rachel here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Bears Insider brought to you by McDonald's, featuring Jeff Joniak and Bears head coach Lovie Smith, airs Monday nights at 7 p.m. on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM WBBM, part of the Chicago Bears network of shows. Zach Sabin with Chilo Rachel and Lance Lewis here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority. Man, the offensive line. You can't win without a good one. And yet, somehow, you guys have managed to, despite all the criticism, some of the heartache that you have to take every single year early on in the year, you know, you start to take a look at, with the quarterback now, NFC Championship game, 7-3 last year, you know, this year off to a 4-1 start. Does it bother you that you take so much heat as a line?
I wouldn't say it bothers me. It comes with the territory. We know what we signed up for, you know, and when things not going right on offense, you automatically look at the offensive line. When the quarterback is getting hit and the running back's not, you know, making the yards that, you know, he should be making. So, I mean, we know what it is. We know the talent and the hardworking guys we got in our room. You know, and as long as we know that, we going to be all right. You know, everybody got their opinions, and that's fine.
There was a lot of, I think, what has helped is over the last couple of years, competition has really, I think, brought out the best of the line. Because you got to, you know, your job isn't secure. There's always someone that, yeah, I mean, you know, you're firsthand, Shiloh.
Yeah. You just got to go out every day and just bring your A game every day and just battle and never, ever get comfortable because there's always somebody hungry that's waiting right there, you know, for opportunity. So.
You know, and you know, a great example of that this week, you lost a guy in your room. You know, Chris Williams was let go, and that's the kind of thing. The NFL, it's a business.
It's tough, man. It's just real tough to, you know, I've been here. Chris been with me since my rookie year, and you know, now that he's gone, it's like, it's weird, you know, because I was real close with C-Dub, so it was like, you know, when I got the phone call from a friend, I was like, what, you playing, it's a joke, but it is what it is, man. You know, we wish him the best of luck, you know, with his career and everything.
Ask a Bears question in the Toyota Fan Zone. Tweet any Bears-related question using the hashtag BearsToyota, and it might be answered during the Bears Game Night live TV broadcast Sunday nights on Fox Chicago. If the selected question belongs to you, you will receive a Bears Pro Shop gift card, so use the hashtag BearsToyota. We hear the term wide nine when it comes to Detroit, the kind of defense they play, the kind of alignment they have. What does that mean?
Just the DN outside the tight end, that's wide, you know, and he's really wide. So, I mean, that's the defense they play with the wide nine, and sometimes they play like a wide three-tech, four-eye with the inside D-tackle. That's Detroit.
And what's the toughest challenge for you guys on the interior? Because that's what you can answer.
We're going to get into, speaking of the interior, you know, two good defensive tackles, you know, Farley and Sue. You know, they're real good, and they're explosive. Got a little athletic ability to both of them to be big-sized men, so we just got to go out and execute.
One of Mike Tice's big things is play smart. Don't make plays that cost you the game. And what he means by that is don't allow the extracurricular activity to, you know, don't get a penalty that moves you back when it's tough enough to move forward just on a normal play. Is that a big point of emphasis this week? Because you know the way the lines are. I guess very similar to, you know, when you guys went up against the Rams and there was all that conversation that they play to the echo of the whistle.
I don't think we really focus on the negative stuff. I think that just happens over the course of the game. Mm-hmm. I mean, no one goes into a game where I'm just going to jaw off. I mean, that doesn't happen like that. You know, it's just the competitive nature. You get a guy one play, he gets you the next play, and it's like, oh, well, it's on now. We didn't start our own competition. So I don't really think just buckle up and play.
You know, when you look at the Lions, they like to bring it. It's Monday Night Football. It's a heated division rival. Is this what you signed up for, is to be in games like this. And you know, in order to get where you need to get, which is the playoffs, you got to win this game.
Yeah. I mean, it's gonna be a tough game, man. But we looking forward to coming out and competing and getting after it. You know, that's one of the big emphases in our room right now. Just, you know, finishing through the whistle, you know, and just coming back every play and doing the same. Like, we know they got a relentless front, you know, and we won't come out and play our game against them, you know. And me and Shy and the rest of the line, we looking forward to that. I love playing against, you know, bigger and guys that's like hyped up and things like that. So, you know, it's gonna be fun. You know, I'm looking forward to it. Everybody's gonna be watching. So, you know, we looking forward to being a good game.
That means that Shiloh probably has some special handshakes that he's gonna break out for this game, right?
Some exclusive.
You know, I say the exclusive for later. You know.
Yeah. So the next time that we hear from you, man, the switch will be turned, and we're gonna see the mean spirit, which
turn
you need
up.
That mean streak.
Turn up.
Can't
turn
wait.
Up.
Should be a fun game Monday night between the Bears and Lions. Shiloh, thank you for coming on. Lance, thank you as well. Lance Lewis, Shiloh Rachel, spending the hour with us here on Bears All Access. For our producer, G Money, Greg Miller, and Paul Zarang, who helped us blast through the speakers of your radio, I'm Zach Zaidman saying thanks for listening. So long. This is Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Thanks for listening to this Chicago Bears Network presentation of Bears All Access, your all-access pass into the world of Bears football. You can listen to Bears All Access shows online at chicagobears.com. Bears All Access has been brought to you by Sports Authority and has been sponsored by Toyota and Verizon.